Deer Lake is an artificial lake that was built for the St. Louis Zoo in the 1890s. Like many other bodies of water in the park, Deer Lake was not naturally occurring and therefore prone to many problems for much of the last century. The Deer Lake you see today is considerably healthier than its pre-master plan predecessor and is now connected to the park's new waterways. Notice how the natural areas around the lake have been reestablished and preserved, all with the goal of returning the land to its authentic origins. Before the city of St. Louis was developed, the ecosystem consisted of prairie, forest, ponds, and savannas, inhabited by animals, insects, birds, and reptiles. As part of the master plan, a variety of native plants and grasses have been reintroduced, and 7,500 new trees have been planted to create an ecological balance throughout the park. Every effort is made to place each new tree in a spot where it will thrive the best. The horticulturists have taken into account the different types of soil found here, as well as each tree's sunlight and its water requirements. Of course, many of the oaks and other native trees found in the park were planted 80 to 120 years ago, and many date from before the park was established. You'll find some trees, in Kennedy Forest in particular, that are more than 300 years old. And to keep the park's 18,000 trees strong and healthy, a full-time crew prunes, waters, and mulches, old and new alike. A total of 185 different species of trees were identified during a 2006 tree survey of Forest Park. This is an increase of 59% from an inventory taken in 1997. 8 of the oldest oaks in the park have an estimated combined age of more than 1,200 years.
Just ahead is the Old Stable Bridge that spans the new Forest Park River. When you get to the bridge, pause the audio and stop for a moment to admire the view of the Forest Park's waterways. When you are ready to move on, press the button on your iPod to continue the tour.